Dobby beamed very brightly, and happy tears welled in his eyes again.
"And Professor Dumbledore says he will pay Dobby, sir, if Dobby wants paying. And so Dobby is a free elf, sir, and Dobby gets a galleon a week and one day off a month."
"That's not very much," Hermione shouted indignantly from the floor over Winky's continued screaming and fist-beating.
"Professor Dumbledore offered Dobby 10 galleons a week and weekends off,"
said Dobby, suddenly giving a little shiver as though the prospect of so much leisure and riches were frightening.
"But Dobby beat him down, miss. Dobby likes freedom, miss, but he isn't wanting too much, miss. He likes work better."
"And how much is Professor Dumbledore paying you, Winky?"
Hermione asked kindly. If she had thought this would cheer up Winky, she was wildly mistaken. Winky did stop crying, but when she sat up, she was glaring at Hermione through her massive brown eyes, her whole face sopping wet and suddenly furious.
"Winky is a disgraced elf, but Winky is not yet getting paid,"
she squeaked.
"Winky is not sunk so low as that. Winky is properly ashamed of being free."
"Ashamed?" said Hermione blankly. "But, Winky, come on. It's Mr. Crouch who should be ashamed, not you. You didn't do anything wrong. He was really horrible to you."
But at these words, Winky clapped her hands over the holes in her hat, flattening her ears so that she couldn't hear a word, and screeched,
"You is not insulting my master, miss. You is not insulting Mr. Crouch. Mr. Crouch is a good wizard, miss. Mr. Crouch is right to sack bad Winky."
"Winky is having trouble adjusting, Harry Potter,"
squeaked Dobby confidentially.
"Winky forgets she is not bound to Mr. Crouch anymore. She is allowed to speak her mind now, but she won't do it."
"Can't house elves speak their minds about their masters then?" Harry asked.
"Oh, no, sir, no,"
said Dobby, looking suddenly serious.
"'Tis part of the house elf's enslavement, sir. We keeps their secrets and our silence, sir. We upholds the family's honour, and we never speaks ill of them, though Professor Dumbledore told Dobby he does not insist upon this. Professor Dumbledore said we is free to...
Dobby looked suddenly nervous and beckoned Harry closer. Harry bent forward. Dobby whispered,
"He said we is free to call him a balmy old codger if we likes, sir."
Dobby gave a frightened sort of giggle.
"But Dobby is not wanting to, Harry Potter,"
he said, talking normally again and shaking his head so that his ears flapped.
"Dobby likes Professor Dumbledore very much, sir, and is proud to keep his secrets and our silence for him."
"But you can say what you like about the Malfoys now?" Harry asked him, grinning. A slightly fearful look came into Dobby's immense eyes.
Dobby could,"
he said doubtfully. He squared his small shoulders.
"Dobby could tell Harry Potter that his old masters were bad, dark wizards."
Dobby stood for a moment, quivering all over, horror-struck by his own daring. Then he rushed over to the nearest table and began banging his head on it very hard, squealing,
"Bad Dobby! Bad Dobby!"
Harry seized Dobby by the back of his tie and pulled him away from the table.
"Thank you, Harry Potter, thank you,"
said Dobby breathlessly, rubbing his head.
"You just need a bit of practice," Harry said.
"Practice!"
squealed Winky furiously.
"You is ought to be ashamed of yourself, Dobby, talking that way about your masters." "They isn't my masters any more, Winky,"
said Dobby defiantly.
"Dobby doesn't care what they think any more."
"Ooh, you is a bad elf, Dobby,"
moaned Winky, tears leaking down her face once more.
"My poor Mr. Crouch, what is he doing without Winky? He is needing me. He is needing my help. I is looking after the Crouches all my life,
and my mother is doing it before me, and my grandmother is doing it before her. Oh, what is they saying if they knew Winky was freed? Oh, the shame, the shame.